You're listening to This Nomad Life by Minnie Van Lee. That's me. I'm a nomad. I live in my minivan full time, and I travel around the country. Sometimes I park in one spot and stay for a while and get to know communities around the nation. So we're going to talk about all things nomad. A lot of people don't know what a nomad is. What's a nomad? I hear people say. Well, let's find out. We're going to talk about nomad life. Let's go. Today, we're going to talk about deer vehicle collisions. It's a huge problem this time of year during October, November, and December. The deer are out and they are not looking out for us. We have to look out for them. So we have to slow down. I thought it was a good idea to bring this issue to light and remind everybody. So I'm going to talk about statistics, what can be done, how we can avoid these accidents. So let's get into it and let's start talking about it. Drivers and the deer, where they meet, especially frisky bucks looking for a mate. It is estimated that 20 to 30 million deer populate North America. In a 1981 study, it was concluded that large animals, which included deer, accounted for 26% of animals killed each year in collision with vehicles on interstates and country roads. Other collisions involve animals roaming, flying, and scurrying this time of year. The odds a motorist will hit a deer or other animal are 1 in 116, according to State Farm Insurance. That's a lot. More than 1.9 million animal collisions claims from July 1, 2018 to June 30, 2019 occurred. Deer vehicle collisions have occurred since roads have been built in close and direct proximity to their direct habitat. The white-tailed deer are the most common deer involved in deer vehicle collisions, and they have steadily increased in number since the turn of the 20th century. You hardly see it coming, that deer that leaps out of the woods and into the path of your car. Drivers have only milliseconds, if any time at all, to react. Some swerve to avoid the animal, which can also be quite dangerous. And others hit the brakes and brace themselves for the impact. Just slow down, particularly at dusk and on country roads. Wildlife officials are warning motorists to be extra vigilant on the roads as we transition into autumn, which happens to be the mating season for the deer. So that means more of the creatures will be on the move at dawn and dusk, making early morning and evening commutes prime time for deer vehicle collisions. Be careful. We are starting to begin our peak season for deer vehicle crashes, Acting Illinois Transportation Secretary Omar Osman said in a statement. We ask all drivers to keep a watchful eye and remember the cardinal rule, don't veer for deer. While the urge to swerve is instinctual, it could cause you to lose control of your vehicle or drive into oncoming traffic, increasing the severity of a crash. Studies have shown that nationally most deer vehicle collisions occur between May and November because of deer mating season and foraging before the winter months. More than 40% of crashes involving deer in Illinois occurred in October, November, and December. So I'm not really sure why they're mentioning May and November, but I guess we're dealing with springtime too. With November being the highest risk month, officials said that more than 70% occurred at twilight and nighttime. So be very vigilant. The 10 states with the greatest likelihood for animal vehicle collisions are West Virginia, number one. There's a 1 in 38 chance of hitting a deer. Number two is Montana, 1 in 48. Pennsylvania, 1 in 52. South Dakota, 1 in 54. Iowa, 1 in 55. Wyoming, 1 in 56. Wisconsin, 1 in 57. Michigan, 1 in 60. Mississippi, 1 in 61. and Minnesota 1 in 64. So how to avoid hitting a deer? To avoid collision with the deer this fall, there are some tips that you can follow to keep you safe and prevent costly repairs. And for a nomad, that's a nightmare. Taking your car in and explaining how you need it back really quickly because it is your home. You'd have to get a hotel. If it's going to take a few days, you almost have to get a hotel. So yeah, I mean, it can be especially costly for a nomad. In many cases, hitting a deer, a really large one, it can total your whole car. So, in your vehicle. So, talk about how to prevent this from happening. So, according to Consumer Reports, adapting pedestrian crash prevention systems, and that's a mouthful to say, to detect animals as well as people in the roadway could help avoid many of these collisions, says Matt Moore, Senior Vice President of HLDI, the Highway Loss Data Institute. I never heard of it before, but that's it. Consumer Reports analyst shows that 38% of new cars now come with automatic emergency braking with pedestrian detection. But not all the systems are designed to recognize large animals. The best defense is common sense. Slow down in areas where deer are prevalent. If you see one deer cross the road ahead, others are likely to follow. And I will tell you a story of happened to me, so I know this firsthand. So here, number one, slow down. Very important, just slow down. Watch for deer, especially around dawn, between the hours of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., when they're most active. Be aware. Look out for deer crossing signs and wooded areas where animals are likely to travel. If you travel the same route to and from work every day, you may find deer consistently grazing in the same fields. Make a mental note of when and where you regularly see the animals. Good advice. Be alert. If you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down. At night when traffic permits, put on your high beams for improved visibility. And here's a big one. Brake. Don't swerve. Swerving to avoid an animal can put you at risk for hitting another vehicle or losing control of your car. It can also confuse the animal as to which way to go. Instead, just slow down as quickly and safely as you can. Your odds for surviving an accident are better when hitting an animal than hitting another car. And as nomads, yes, we do really worry about our vehicles because we're literally driving our homes around on the road. And we fall in love with our vehicles. We love our vehicles. We love our home, as everybody would. But your life is really the most important thing, and you can always buy another vehicle. So it's just very much a hassle, but slow down and don't swerve. Just brake. Okay, next, assume they have friends. The where there's one, there's usually more often holds true. Deer travel in groups. So if you see one run across the road, expect others to follow. And I remember being in Cincinnati early in the morning. Everybody would stop for them. It was early in the morning, and this whole family of deer were just walking across. So, yep. Okay, another one. Do not rely on deer whistles. I've never heard of these before, but they're out there. These are aftermarket devices that some drivers put on the front bumpers to scare off animals. But animal behavior remains unpredictable, even if you use one of these. Okay, so if you hit an animal, here's what you do. Move your car safely off the road and call the police or animal control. I have found, when I did some research, I found that most every state has their own guidelines. So, but as nomads, if we're going to stay in an area for a while, I think it's good to look it up. But if we're just traveling through, I would just call 911. Don't attempt to touch an injured animal. Photograph the scene. We all have our phones. Get your phone out and start taking pictures. Then call your insurance company when you get home. Well, we are home, so we can call our insurance company. Damage from animal collisions is usually covered by auto insurance policies. Yes, I have that on my insurance. I have full coverage. The only deal with a nomad is the fact that this is our home. And We have to deal with that when we're dealing with a collision.
And now for a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
YouTube.com, Minivan Lee. Videos about nomad life. Instructional videos, travel videos. I will teach you how to live in your minivan or SUV successfully in style. I share ideas and gadgets, including a really great solar setup, so you can keep yourself powered up and have energy throughout your travels. It's a great life, full-time. It's also great for using your minivan as a camper for vacations. So go to YouTube.com and search for Minivan Lee, L-E-E, Minivan Lee. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. Now back to the show. Welcome back. So here's some reminders. If an animal jumps out in front of you, do not swerve, but brake quickly. In most cases, hitting the animal is going to cause less damage than hitting another vehicle or a tree. Be especially alert at dusk and dawn when visibility is reduced. 90% of collisions with animals occur at these times, and it's also when the deer are going to be out more. Deer activity peaks from October to December, meaning nearly half of deer collisions happen during these months. Wooded areas are likely crossing spots for these animals, and many like deer travel together, so expect more than one animal to cross the road. So this did happen to me. I didn't hit a deer. At one point when I was in Cincinnati, I almost hit a deer, but there was only one. So I was really on alert, and I did read about this. When I went to Cincinnati, I actually downloaded the driving manual for Ohio because it was 2,000 miles from Tucson, Arizona to Ohio. So I figured there would probably be different laws and rules. So I wanted to read them first. I don't ever want to get a ticket. I might as well just walk around the street and just drop money to get a ticket. And they're becoming very expensive. So I didn't want to get any tickets. I didn't want my money just be wasted by having to pay for a ticket. So I read the manual. And in the manual, it talked about the deer. So I was alerted by doing that. So this happened to me while living in Cincinnati. I resided in a woodsy area. There were a lot of woods around me, and it was a winding road. I would leave for work early in the morning while it was still dark, but I always drove slowly because I knew that there were going to be deer out there. In fact, when I lived in Cincinnati, and the house that I lived in with my daughter and my son-in-law, I mean, the deer would come out of the woods in their yard, and they would eat the birdseed from the bird feeder. Yeah, whole family's full. And it was around that time, it was either spring and autumn. So I left for work early in the morning while it was still dark, but I always drove slow. That was not true of other drivers. I found when I was in Cincinnati that it's totally different than being in Arizona. It's a bit different. That drivers would tailgate me if they felt I was going too slow. I think they felt like it would move me on, but it didn't. And it was funny, too, because within like a minute or so, they would kind of back off. But I just saw I did not want to hit a deer. No. So they became impatient. And this one instance, I remember I was driving slow. Something told me to drive slow. And I was driving. And there, I looked behind me, and there was sort of a trail of other cars trying to get to work early, too. It was probably like 6:30 in the morning. Well, I almost hit a deer once previously on the same road way back, a few months. And in this instance, a deer ran out in front of my minivan. And I thought, oh, thank God, no wonder. Something told me to go really slow. But then all of a sudden, another deer ran out in the road. I was like 5 inches from hitting it. I was 5 inches from hitting it. So I thought, oh my gosh, he had a buddy. So they do travel in groups. If you see one, expect another one. I learned my lesson. Thank God I did not hit it.
And now for a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Amazon links for gadgets and fun stuff for nomad life. Go to YouTube.com and check out the video descriptions. There are links for Amazon products. When you use the links, I receive a small commission when you order within 24 hours of putting the item in your cart. Now, even if you don't purchase that particular product, but you buy something else after using my link, I receive a commission on the item you purchase. This helps fund my videos and my podcast costs, which can be large sometimes. But thank you so much for doing this for me. And all of the links are products that I use and I have already tested out and are for the nomad life or camper life, if that's what you choose. Now back to the program. So what if you do hit an animal? What you need to do is call the local law enforcement if you have a collision with an animal, and they will direct you to your next step. In some states, there are specific requirements if you hit an animal, so check with the Department of Motor Vehicles in the state that you're in. I hope this information is helpful to you. I wanted to use this information as a reminder to just keep safe. I mean, nomads travel. That's what nomads do, especially this time of year. But also with the holidays, everybody will be traveling. So stop, look, and listen. Be aware. Slow down. Drive slow in the rural areas, especially at dusk and dawn. Those deer are out there. Oh, yeah. And Bambi does not want to get hit. And Bambi isn't really street smart. Bambi doesn't know. Those deer have no idea. I'm sure that deer are smart in the deer world, but according, you know, when we compare them to other animals, they're not very smart. Obviously, they keep running into roads. So I learned my lesson the easy way. I had Bambi run out in front of me a few times. I've even had Bambi's friend run right after. But I was going slow, thank God, and I suggest you do the same. It would be horrible to see a deer in with the headlights. You know, the deer in the headlight thing? Yeah. That's not very pleasant. In fact, it's not pleasant at all, you know, to have a deer come flying through your windshield or completely crumple the front end of your vehicle, your home as a nomad. But it's not pleasant for anybody, even if you're not a nomad. So everybody slow down and watch what they're doing. So I hope this was useful for everyone. It's not very pleasant to talk about. And everybody stay safe with the holidays coming up. Love you guys. You guys have a good week. I want to thank you for listening to our program on This Nomad Life. I also want to encourage you to go to minivanlee.com. There's blogs. There's also a great contact form that makes it so easy for you to ask me questions, offer suggestions, and tell me your story. I like to hear about them, and I have many people do that. Whether you want to be a nomad, or you were a nomad, or you're just getting started doing it. So go to minivanlee.com, L-E-E, Minivan Lee. And go to YouTube, minivanlee.com, and check out all of those Amazon links. Till next time, this nomad life.